Time, we are glad you have found your way to this worshiping community. A few ways to learn more about GPC is to check out the ways we are church together through worship, fellowship, and mission, and learning opportunities. Your bulletin has a calendar and a list of announcements. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask someone around you or the elder who will be standing at the communion table following today's worship. Today, during the offering, if everyone would please sign the hospitality register and pass it down so that we are able to greet those around us by name. And now, Keith Hadley has a little announcement about St. Joseph's.
Good morning. This weekend, we are serving at St. Joe's, so we'll be cooking Friday night here at the church at 6:30 and then serving Saturday, 10:30 to 2. We need servers, so if you would sign up on the sheet on the kiosk or see me afterwards. If you need directions on how to get to St. Joe's, you can see me. I've got the light blue t-shirt on today. And there's food donations as well, so please see me. This is the summer St. Joe's option, so Alwa is technically off. And this is my opportunity to be Alwa, so see me. Thanks.
Rona's going to be there.
So, and this week for special music, we have a little bit more special music. Normally, I twist Ray's arm to play harp during the summertime, but he just happens to have a couple of his Skype students in town for a little seminar yesterday. So I'd like to welcome Lynn Miller from First Presbyterian Church in St. Cloud, Minnesota, and as she travels around the country, she tries to visit Presbyterian churches along the way, so she's adding GPC to that list. And Julie Howe, who is a member of First Presbyterian in Pittsburgh, and Julie has been here before. And we welcome Ruth Kamen. She says she goes to a Methodist church, but she'll be an honorary Presbyterian today. So, and she says she's on the good side of the Methodist church that are... And they've met a few times before, and so today for our special music, we have Ray Poole and the Raylettes. And now I'd like to turn it over to Jen, so she's got some announcements to make.
Good morning. Last week, 10 people from GPC traveled together to Theresa, New York, not Teresa, it's Theresa, in order to participate on the Senior High Work Project 2019. We worked with MINC, Ministries in the North Country. MINC is a Christian mission organization that rehabs houses for people with limited income and often with significant health challenges. This year we were at a home in Theresa tearing off old shingles, putting up new insulation, painting and putting up board and batten siding. We also began framing a porch that will help protect the front entrance from the elements and make it easier for the owners to enter and exit their home. These were ambitious projects in the best of times, but last week in Theresa, heavy rains tested our patience. The program theme of the week was a river run, and really, God provided quite the props. Indeed, God provided water to make the rivers run rapidly in Theresa. We had torrents of rain, but God also provided spiritual waters to make the rivers of our faith run rapidly as well. We touched God and the people we met, the work we accomplished, the prayer circles we had, and the sharing we did with each other. We are now eager to share with you because our story is also your story. At every baptism, you promise to guide and nature by word and deed with love and prayer for the child being baptized. You covenant to encourage the baptized child to know and follow Christ. One way you do that is your support of our youth program. The waters of our baptism run deep in these trips. Thank you. I also want to take this opportunity to thank the amazing advisors of these trips. These adults are overflowing with gifts and talents, from construction expertise, cooking skills, to listening to our youth, sharing a passion for mission, to leading spiritual groups, and so much more. Thank you to Keisha Binko, Tracy Berkovich, and Keith Hadley. And this morning, we are blessed to have our youth from the trip lead us. Let us prepare ourselves for worship.
Stand if you are able for the call to worship. When we pass through waters, when we suffer and feel hopeless, God is there with us. When we are celebrating and feel joyful, God is there with us. Whether we feel triumphant or defeated, God is there with us. Come, let us worship together, for God is with us.
Thank you. Please join me in the prayer of confession. God of grace, you show us your care in so much of life around us. You invite us into the river of life, but often we refuse your invitation and turn away from your call. We are afraid of rough waters instead of asking you for help. We rely on our own stubborn wills instead of seeking you in the adventures of lives. We hide in fear. Show us new love, pray God. To live with you, sacred God. Now we offer our silent prayers. God has called us and will lead us through Christ, who loves us and will always be with us. We are forgiven people.
I'd like to invite the children forward.
So this week, our youth group went on a trip. Have you guys ever gone on any trips? So this week, we learned a lot of new skills. Like, for example, I learned how to drill and hammer nails and screws into a wall. Have you guys ever done anything new or tried anything new?
This week it was a little scary too. I don't know about you, but I was a little scared to go on a ladder like way up high. Would you be scared to do that? No. So we met these really cool people while we were working. Their names were Sue and Lauren, and we worked on their house this week. And we helped them out because they weren't able to do some of the things that we were able to do. So have you guys ever helped anyone out trying to, like, do some stuff for people? What have you guys done? What did you do? He said that he helped someone at school with their projects and helped them what they had to do. Does anyone help their parents? Yeah, you do chores.
Let's end with a little prayer. All right, let's say, Dear God.
Dear God.
Please help us. Remember to try. To help others.
To help others.
Please let your spirit move through our helping hands.
Move through our helping hands.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, you can go back to your families.
The first reading of the word this morning is from the book of Acts, chapter 16, verses 13 through 15. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate to the river, where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there. One of those listening was a woman from the city of Thyatira named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth. She was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. "If you consider me a believer in the Lord," she said, "come and stay at my house." And she persuaded us.
The second reading of the word is from the book of Matthew, chapter 3, verses 13 to 17. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" Jesus replied, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased."
Good morning. I am a senior that went on the senior high work project. My name is Rachel Kelly. So during our mission trip to Theresa, New York, we renovated a house for a couple who could no longer do so for themselves. Not only that, but during that, we also bonded as a group through teamwork, communication, and perseverance. I saw God through my peers' perseverance through difficult tasks and weather, as well as determination to complete tasks that were seemingly impossible. But with that, the youths also learned to set safe boundaries for themselves and to have trust in each other. During the trip, I believe that God gave me and my peers the ability to let go of fears and trust one another to take healthy risks and to go on the right path, just as the river guide did during Isaiah 43, 2 through 5.
Good morning, my name is Carson. This past week, our group traveled to Threesa, New York to work on a house there. We not only replaced some siding and built a porch on the front of the house, but we also got to speak with the owners. Their names were Sue and Laura, and they're some of the nicest people I've ever met. They would sit in lawn chairs in their front yard and give me pointers while I was screwing up either rafters and things. We also worked alongside Katie and her mother, Rachel, who were members of Ministries in the North Country, or MINTS. I personally work with Rachel, and while she was not necessarily the best at giving specific directions, she was always happy to clarify and always gave great feedback. Overall, we were able to finish siding on one side of the house and finish the posts and rafters for the porch. I'm so happy to have gotten this opportunity and look forward to using the skills that I learned here in the future.
Good morning. I am Aaliyah, and this is my third year of work project. Through the years, I've participated in work projects. This year in particular, I noticed people overcoming their fears and insecurities in order to take risks and to face them head on. This year, we were removing old cedar shingles from the side of Lauren and Sue's house, and our job was to replace it with fresh insulation and board and batten siding while also installing a new porch in the front of the house. And many of us were beginners to construction and only had limited hammer and drilling experience, but the tasks given to us were a bit out of our reach, and it led us to step out of our comfort zone in order to complete them. Like, some examples were drilling on really shaky ladders, it was like uneven ground, using the lift machine, climbing onto roofs and even unstable boards, making the porch. And for me at least, it was taking orders or conversing with our kind of scary supervisors from Mink, Katie, and Rachel. But it wasn't just construction work that led us to take risks, because we were such a dynamic and small group, and we were able to really connect with each other this week. And I thought this was really unusual, like an unusual situation, but it helped us to talk more openly about ourselves and our troubles, knowing that we could trust each other. At the end of the week, I really felt that we all as individuals have personally developed our construction skills, as well as conquering many emotions and fears. Personally, I feel that taking risks and stepping out in faith with the support of my church family has helped me to grow this week.
Hi, I'm Aura. So throughout this week, while building the house and replacing the shingles, we had to have a lot of energy because each day we lacked it. At the start of the week, we started out with a whole new set of energy for most of us, and we were able to bring that throughout our work. But as each day went on, we got more tired, and the sun kind of drained you a bit more. There was always encouraging leaders with us, so while they were energetic, it kind of spread off onto us, and we were able to become more energetic and get our work done better. Through our river map that we created on the first day, which was like a covenant for each of us to follow, we made a rule of checking up on each other. So this helped us with making sure each person was not only high in energy, but also doing well both physically and mentally. There were times where we were told to either get water and take a break because we hadn't been and we'd been dedicated to the work, or we'd ask if we want to switch out with someone. So if someone was on the lift and then someone was on the rafters, those two people might switch so that the job was easier to move around. This all made the week better and made the work easier as we were able to feed off of each other and just have a great time.
Hi, my name is Maggie. At the end of each day, we would have river group, and one of the topics that we talked about during group was identity and change. We all went around and talked about ways that some of us had changed during the mission trip. For me, I had gotten over my fear of ladders and had become more open to the group through jokes and weird dance moves. At the beginning of the week, we did an activity about our fears where we moved on a river between calm, rocky, and rapids. We were given prompts like grades or going to Jamaica, since the entire group that came to Theresa was going to Jamaica. For the prompts that we initially said we were in the rapids for at the beginning of the week, we would now move a little closer to the calm part of the river. Throughout the week, we all became a little less nervous about some things that at the beginning of the week we would have said that we were a bit nervous about. One of the other activities that we did during river group was putting down fabric patches to form a river by the end of the week. On Sunday, the prompt was a word to convey how you were feeling at the beginning of the week about the work ahead. Many of us said nervous or apprehensive, but by the end of the week, through bonding and new experiences, we were feeling a bit more confident about our work.
Hello. My name is Emma Savino, and this past week I was able to go on my third mission trip with this youth group. Before this week started, I was unsure about how the dynamics would be, but through sweating together way up on a ladder and holding up boards for the others to drill in, to sitting around the church playing card games, we became so close, and I'm so grateful to be in a group with so much love. I didn't know the impact of being so close with everyone in your group would have until the work days went by faster and the free moments became more fun, and every moment was filled with laughter. I'm so excited to go to Jamaica with the same group of people and make so many more great memories.
I just want to take another minute to thank the families, those of you that have shared these wonderful young people with us, and I think we need to give them all another round of applause because they are fabulous, and I think you could hear in their reflections this week was a wonderful week. joys and concerns.
Tess McKeel, prayers for a friend of mine who had a stroke this past week, and she's in intensive care. She has a son still in high school and a daughter who shares her hairdressing business, so they're going to need a lot of prayers.
Hi, I'm Christy Stewart. I have several different topics. First of all, Dick is healing after his bicycle accident, and we're very grateful for all the cards and all the prayers and words of concern. It helps. He's coming back. And also, our wonderful family is here from Virginia. Sheila, John, Stella, and Johnny. We're delighted to have them here. And my mom went on hospice this week. She'll turn 98 on Tuesday. But the good news is when you're on hospice, you have harpists come to your room. So it's a wonderful affirmation of the healing of harps.
I'm Christy and Dick's son, and I have prayers to ask for a cousin of my cousin, who their family went on a two-week trip to Malaysia for like a rainforest excursion, and their 15-year-old daughter has been missing for a week. She has very special needs. She has a version of encephaly. I don't know if you know what that is, but it's pretty serious stuff. So if you could please pray for the safety of this young girl and her family. Thank you. Her name is Nora. Thank you.
I just like prayers for a friend who's going to have shoulder surgery, replacement surgery on Thursday.
Anne Marie Sim, I would like to thank all who brought in backpacks for Cameron Community Ministries. There were 21 backpacks that were delivered. Some of them were purchased by the mission team. And then I saw another one on the table, so 22 backpacks will be delivered to Cameron. So thank you, everyone. Appreciate it. And then the month of August is on this Sunday, so next week you can start bringing some undies for Cameron. Thank you.
Keisha Binko, I just like to share a great joy in my life, and I think I can probably speak for Jen and Tracy and Keith as well. What an incredible privilege it was to serve this week with this team of youth. They're really a special group, and it was really fabulous. They're great kids, all of them.
I'm Jan, and I would like to ask for prayers for the Hassett family this morning. Their young daughter committed suicide, and the service will be on Tuesday, so prayers for that family. Thank you.
Guiding God, we rejoice that you are our life guide. We know that you are with us when we navigate the rough waters of our lives, and we give you thanks. You calm our souls and offer your strength, but we confess, O God, that sometimes we try to run the river alone. Remind us to rely on your guidance, your direction. This morning, we give you thanks for the safe return of our senior high mission work team. We thank you for your presence with this group. We pray for the volunteers and staff of the ministries in the North Country. Indeed, their commitment to help their neighbors provides opportunities for others to serve you. We pray for our new friends, Sue and Lauren, as work on their house continues next week with a new group from Watertown. Uniting God, it is through the waters of our baptisms that we are united with each other as your family. We come knowing that your sacred waters are eternal waters flowing throughout life here on earth and in heaven. We pray for victims of violence, those living in poverty, Randy Mosier in the ICU at Strong, and all those families hurting and in need of an extra lift. Hear us now as we pray together the prayer our Lord taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom
and the power and the glory forever.
Mississippi, from the giver of endless grace, and everyone is welcome here to dive into the waves. So leave the questions far behind you, leave your past back on the shore, and run with wild abandon. Wait no more. Come on down to the river, come be washed in the blood, and you'll see. To the river to pray, studying about thy good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown. Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sister, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sister, let's go down, down to the river to pray.
Lost, get
to those who walk in darkness, hope to those who live in despair, and justice to those who are oppressed. Grant to each giver a sense of participation in the most important opportunity of all time, to share your love with the world. To this end, we dedicate our offerings and ourselves. Amen.
Become aware of the hands you are holding, their warmth, texture, and weight. As an infant, these same hands reached out for nourishment. As a child, these hands shakily wrote a name on the paper for the first time. These hands have wiped away tears, clenched in anger, waved hello and goodbye countless times, and embraced loved ones. And these hands are a tangible link that connect us to one another. Look and see those around you who have experienced so much that is life. These hands have worked, are working, and will work to make the world a better place. Go in peace, go in love, work for justice. Go forth and bless the world. ¶¶